Well, Coach, back once again. I do believe this kind of starts a run, like, what, 4 weeks at camps? I looked at your website, like, yes. 4 weeks in a row. Is that right?
Yes, it's 4 weeks of the row. I would guess by the time this 4 weeks over, we're going to see well over 2,000 kids in the next 4 weeks. So it'll be pretty cool. This is the first camp of the year. It's one of my favorite camps. Such good kids, such well coached up. And I was driving up here, and I think my first one I ever worked here was in 1999 or 2000. So I've been coming off and on for over 23 years to this camp, and it's just a great experience, great opportunity for us to be up here, see these kids and coach a little football.
And, of course, when you get big turnouts like you're seeing today, that makes it pretty special, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. And weather was nice. And this year we changed the format up a little bit where we went one whole day instead of 2 days. And I'm really liking that. I like that format. And then as soon as I'm done here, tomorrow I'm going over to Superior. And we're going to do another lineman camp over in Superior. And then we're going to go back, get our fields painted, get them ready for camp. And then we got our shattering camps for over about the next week and a half, and then as soon as that's done, I go to one more over in Wyoming, and then we have our prospect camps in July. So it'll be a fun couple weeks.
I bet you get a ton of those ones are right now full, aren't they?
Yeah, our camps in Chattern, we have three sessions, yeah. And I think we'll have probably even with our 1,500 to 1,700 kids go through there in that week and a half. So it'll be really fun.
What's the point of emphasis? One day only? What are you really hitting on?
Really, these kids are really coached up, but it always now works on that the little details. Every session is about an hour and a half long, and if you kind of correlate that to a practice, a practice is typically about an hour and a half, 2 hours long. So what we're putting here is we're going a full hour and a half at Indy, and I told the kids right when we first started, when we get done today, we're going to go through about 90% of the drills that I use with our college guys. And what is our emphasis? Our emphasis is obviously, staying low. As an O-line, if you stay low and you fire off the ball hard, you're going to win a lot of games. And you're going to be a good offensive line. If you don't do those two things, that's when you're going to struggle. And so that's going to be our first phase. That's what we really spent on this morning. Our second phase is going to be really working on double teams. And then that third phase is going to be working on protecting that quarterback. So it'll be a fun next two sessions. The first one went great. And really excited to there's some young good young kids here that are it's always fun to see.
That's one thing is these camps give you a chance to look at some kids that hopefully will be interested in your college.
Oh yeah, exactly. And there's also some good older kids also that we're looking at. At these camps there's the recruiting piece, but a big part of it is that out of this I suppose there's real close to 90 to 100 kids here, and the majority of those kids we're making them better high school football players.
And you brought one of your assistant coaches with you.
Yes, I did. I brought Clint Sassy with me. Coach Sassy is our defensive coordinator. He's been working with the secondary, and it's a really unique camp because what the camp is it's for O linemen and secondary. And if you look at it, what we're trying, what every team wants to do is they want to, set the tone with the run game, and then eliminate the deep ball. And those are the two positions that protect the teams, your secondary and your O-line. So
before you know it, your camp's going to be over with. It's going to be July, and you're starting to think about August, aren't you?
Yeah, and then it comes into ours. Yep. Yeah. So, we just got done with our own spring ball right at the end of April there, and, we got better. And, this year wasn't a year that what we're used to. We had a tough year, and ironically, the things that we struggled with was we struggled running the ball, and we struggled with covering the deep ball. And, we fixed those things, we feel like, in spring. We recruited in some transfers, and our younger kids developed, and we're excited about next year. We're excited about getting out there on the field and making a run and having our guys compete each and every week.
Those guys, another year of seasoning, they're going to be stronger, and over the summer months in the weight room, you feel like that's going to really help out.
Yes. I when we had our end of the year meetings, we're probably going to be in that about 85 to 90% of our team staying all summer. So that's huge. And it's huge for our guys because we have three full-time strength and conditioning coaches that are working to make our team better.